Joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Chuck Connor. He's the president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. He's also a native of Benton County, Indiana, and a proud Purdue Ag graduate. And Chuck, I'm glad that you can join us because I want to chat with you about the U.S. Department of Labor's final rule on H-2A farm labor and farm workers. They issued this final rule on Friday morning, they say, as a quote-unquote protection of H-2A farm labor and farm workers. But I know you and your team with the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives have been talking with lawmakers in terms of seeing revisions to the existing H-2A labor program, and wanted to get your thoughts on what you see from this final rule from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Well, CJ, I appreciate your interest in this issue because it's very, very important to the labor situation out there on our farms and ranches. We have not fully analyzed the final rule yet. These are lengthy documents, technical, and we're plowing through it literally as we speak. But I will tell you that the proposed rule that is leading up to this was just very, very problematic for American agriculture. And so our view is nothing positive can come out of the final rule, even though maybe we're hoping for some adjustments to it. And that's what we've been arguing for. The Department of Labor just seems determined to grant an enormous number of new worker rights for farm workers out there. These rights are important, but yet at the same time, they really can't come at the expense of the freedom and the oversight on our farms and ranches. And these rules that have been put forth and this one that we're seeing today just sort of head us in a direction where farmers lose the right to control access to their farm, as this rule would allow people that the farmer doesn't even know to come on the farm to talk and interview with the workers, and you know, just all the biosecurity problems that could create. You know, at a time when we're battling bird flu all over the country and a number of other infectious diseases. So these things are just very ill-advised. So I'll withhold final judgment until we've read it. But again, the purpose and the direction of these has just been ill-timed and ill-advised here throughout the last several months.
Chuck, what were some of the conversations you've had with lawmakers and federal agencies like the U.S. Department of Labor, some of those items that you've been pushing for in terms of getting some changes made to the H-2A labor program?
Well, CJ, for many years, we have been arguing that there's a labor shortage in American agriculture, and we need guest workers in this country to harvest crops, to care for animals. And when we're not getting an adequate number of those, all we're doing is exporting production of a lot of labor-intensive crops and livestock to foreign countries. And, you know, we're just seeing this happen in a dramatic way, particularly in the fruit and vegetable industry. We are exporting our farm production because of lack of labor. And we've been making this case time and time again to lawmakers that we need a better H-2A program. We need an easier program, and we need more workers coming in so that we're not having depend upon other countries for a lot of these high intensive labor products that we consume in this country. We make this case. We've had some success legislatively. We've had bills pass the House. We've had bills pass the Senate. We've had bipartisan bills, but we've just never gotten it successfully passed. And so our hope and our goal for labor reform, if you will, is to increase, you know, access to workers for American agriculture. It's not to go down the path of these proposed Biden rules that are now going final, which is basically to give workers unprecedented rights that they've had to disrupt farm production on these farms and ranches. Our goal is quite the opposite. We want these farms and ranchers to have full access to as much labor as they need to keep food production in this country and not overseas somewhere.
And my final question, Chuck, I would imagine that you and your team will be having further conversations with lawmakers and representatives from the U.S. Department of Labor to express your disapproval of this final rule. Is that right?
Well, we certainly will, and we'll be talking to Congress, you know, about these rules and the like going forward, because, again, while still withholding judgment, the direction that they're going is very, very problematic in terms of pitting farmers, you know, individual farmers out there against union organizers and basically anybody else that they would like to bring on our farms and ranches to oversee these farm operations. And just not the direction we should be going at this point. Our farmers do not need any burden placed upon them during these kind of times. I'm not saying there's never a bad actor, but, you know, these are good jobs on these farms and ranchers among people that care very, very much about the people that work there. And we ought to, these rules ought to recognize that.
Chuck Connor, President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. Thank you so much, Chuck, for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ.